When you're the biggest state in the union in people, you tend to do things in a big way. So California votes on the death penalty again in the November election, not once, but twice. Proposition 62 is a straight repeal of the death penalty. Proposition 66 would keep the law but change it with an eye to cutting down on time for appeals and costs. The obvious question, what happens if they both pass? Answer, the one with the most votes takes effect. We'll take both in turn with supporters of each. Mike Ramos is the San Bernardino County District Attorney and a supporter of 66, therefore not 62. Mike Ramos, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what does the presence of both these measures on the ballot tell you about feelings generally about how capital punishment is carried out in California now?
Well, sure. I think you have to go back to 2012. They had an initiative on the ballot in California to eliminate the death penalty. And it's the same people, the ACLU, some folks that really just don't believe in the death penalty. And you know, I can't argue with people that, you know, philosophically are opposed. However, we in 2012 defeated that attempt. It was like David against Goliath. They had over $7 million. We had about $300,000. And we told the citizens of the state of California that we would reform and fix the death penalty. It's broken if they believed in capital punishment, and we did. We won, and so we had to keep our credibility with the voters, and thus we put this on the ballot knowing that they were going to come after the death penalty again.
When you say the death penalty is broken in California, Mike Ramos, what do you mean how?
Yeah, I think the appellate process has been used and abused, and it is a mess. I mean, for example, most appeals are anywhere from 25 to 30 years. We have a murder case in my county. A guy escapes from a local prison, Chino Prison, murders a family. He's gone to the California Supreme Court 10 times, the United States Supreme Court, federal courts. Every time he appealed, his case, our case, got stronger with the new technology and DNA, and he's finally exhausted all of his appeals.
Is that the Kevin Cooper case?
Kevin Cooper, yes, and he's asking the governor for clemency. So there's another example, and it can be fixed. And if the voters pass this initiative, we have the plan in place.
Mike Ramos is the San Bernardino County District Attorney. Yes on Prop 66, no on Prop 62. What is the mechanism for speeding up appeals through Prop 66?
Yeah, and here's how it's going to work. Right now we have anywhere from 5 to 6 years before a defense attorney is even available for those people on death row. This is going to expand the pool of available attorneys. So as soon as they're sentenced, they're given an attorney. And I think that's due process. In fact, these people that have been convicted of the worst murders, they want an attorney immediately to start the appeals process instead of waiting for years. It's also going to require that once he is appointed an attorney, the clock starts, and the attorney has to get everything done in all the appeals and put everything in all the motions in process within 5 years. Now, there's exceptions. If a defendant claims actual innocence, that will not be limited. The judge can look at it, but these frivolous, unnecessary claims that they take up to delay the whole process, that's going to be eliminated. So, again, you know, some people may say it's a speedy. I think it's more of a due process for both the families of the murdered victims and the people on death row themselves. There was a individual on death row who in a newspaper article said, I like this reform. I wish I had my attorney. I want to get this started. So I think it goes both ways. So that's one of the things the reform will do as far as fixing the appeals process.
All right, but the expanding of the pool of attorneys indicates that you're going to be they're compelling some lawyers to take death penalty cases, aren't you?
Actually, there are tons of lawyers out there that would love to take death penalty cases. I'll give you an example. There was a former prosecutor in my office that did death penalty cases who left the office, became a defense attorney, and wanted to get on that panel. But because of their rules and regulations, you can't serve as an appellate attorney unless you've only been a defense attorney. I think that's wrong. That lawyer would probably, who's now a Superior Court judge, by the way, would have been an excellent attorney on that panel. So there's a ton of people, if they remove those rules and regulations, that would love to work as an appellate defense attorney in the death penalty cases.
Mike Ramos is the San Bernardino County District Attorney. He is a yes on 66, Prop 66, which would change the death penalty in California. No on 62, which would repeal it. Are there provisions in 66 for using current technology to make absolutely sure the correct person is the one paying the penalty for the crime?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we take this decision very seriously, the DAs across the state of California. You know, the last thing we want, any of us, is to have an innocent person on death row. And that we've asked the opponents, show us a case, and we'll look at it, you know, over and over again, and they haven't been able to. In fact, our current governor, Jerry Brown, when he was attorney general, they looked into the whole issue of inmates on death row, and he is quoted as saying, there is no innocent person on death row in California. And that's coming from Jerry Brown. So, again, we're very careful about who we seek the death penalty on. In fact, in California, only 1% of those eligible for the death penalty do we actually seek that punishment. We're very, very careful, and we use it for the worst of the worst. The people on death row have murdered over 1,000 victims, 226 children, 43 police officers in the line of duty, and 294 of those victims were raped or tortured.
And what do they get from putting people to death?
Who's that? The victims?
Yes.
Well, they get justice. You sit down and you talk to a mother that's lost a child, that's lost a loved one or a husband, and to them, there is no justice except for the life taken at an execution for what happened. We mentioned the Kevin Cooper case. There was a little boy that was visiting Christopher Hughes, a neighbor, 8 years old, was butchered to death with a knife and a hatchet. And in talking to that mother and father, you know, at the time, the mother was 27 years old. Dad was in his 30s. They're now in their 60s. And they say every day they think about it, especially on the date that this occurred, his birthday. And to their mind, their little boy is still 8 years old, and they're getting older. And until this happens, there's been no justice.
Mike Ramos, one of the other features of Prop 66 is that it would apparently change daily life for people on death row. How?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is how we and the Legislative Analysis Office agrees that we'll save tens of millions of dollars. Right now, we have an antiquated system. They're all sitting in San Quentin, single cells. They come out for an hour a day. They have all these guards that have to watch them. And, you know, we're saying let the prisons decide where to house some of these people. Let's double them up in cells. Let's make them work like other inmates. And the prison guards would love that because right now it's a dangerous situation. Like I said, it's the building's a mess. It's just not appropriate. And what we say, people might say, well, wait a minute, these are the worst of the worst. If you let them out, aren't they going to harm or hurt somebody? There are some like that that are just, either really tied into gangs, trying to commit crimes while in prison. But there are others on death row, like Scott Peterson, who was married to the victim and murdered his wife and the child, who enjoys getting out and playing basketball, you know, and that's how he lives his life on death row. So I think this reform is going to help and change how we do this. And it's also going to put them to work to make them raise restitution and funds for victims' families.
Final question, a few seconds left here, Mike Ramos. Does the presence of both measures on the ballot make it harder for either to pass, you think?
You know, I think any time there's multiple measures, it makes it more difficult. I'm a realist. Right now the polling shows 62 is in trouble. It may not pass. So we're hoping that if that doesn't pass and ours does, it'll fix it. If neither of the initiatives pass, we still have capital punishment. We're back to square one. So, again, we told the voters we'd fix this, and we're hoping they vote and help us change the process.
Okay, Mike Ramos, San Bernardino County District Attorney, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you very much.